Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
All right, what a special segment this is going to be. Bob Beeler with us with his four greatest moments of the most recent Boise State basketball season. Beeler, have at it.
Well, I will say this before we start. The Texas A&M game is not included because I was at the Mountain West Championship football game, so I don't have any real recollection or call of that game. So that is my disclaimer before we start. Let's get right to it. The four most memorable moments of the 22-23 season.
Number four.
Took place on January the 3rd at Extra Mile Arena. Boise State started Mountain West play 0-1 with a 74-72 loss to Reno. They came home to play San Jose State, normally an easy roll-out-the-ball win. But not the case this time. The Spartans had the game tied at 72.
We're down to 16. Shaver with the ball near half court. Shaver still dribbling. Down to 10. Shaver still at near half court. Down to 7. Shaver with 6. Shaver with 5. Shaver step back 3. He got it! Marcus Shaver Jr. with 2.3 seconds left. Who else would take the last second shot but Marcus Shaver Jr.? He did it last year several times. And it's 67-64. The Spartans, though, do have 2.3 left.
Oh, Marcus Shaver Jr., Bob. You've called a lot of magical moments saying that name throughout your career and his. And another one this year, of course. Doesn't surprise me, man.
It was the only game-winning shot for him this season.
Number three.
Took place on March 9th down at the Thomas and Mack in the quarterfinals of the Mountain West. In my mind, the Broncos had to have that game in the first game they played in the Mountain West tournament. And they were up big at halftime, 50-34. But they blew that lead. The game went to overtime. And the Broncos ended up being up 4 in overtime, 79-75. And I think this one kind of put the nail in the coffin. 1:42 to go. Boise State had 3 seconds left to shoot on this out-of-bounds play.
Underneath the basket, Degenhardt catches and lays it in. Give Rice an assist. What a play. 81-75. Rice finds Degenhardt, and the easy layup is converted.
Ah, that ball game. That's a good one. I'd forgotten about that one for a second there. And, you know, that's the one thing that's kind of missing from Tyson's repertoire is I kind of wanted to see if he can become the big shot Shaver guy next year and see if he can get more of that, because he seems like the guy that has that. Him and Max both could probably have those kinds of theatrics and dramatics and make those kinds of things happen.
And Tyson did a great job on that one, making himself available. Rice saw it, and he took it to the basket. All right, let's get to the next one.
Number two.
This one's going to come in a loss. January 20th at the Pit, where there was a sold-out crowd. There were 11 ties, 8 lead changes. One of the best basketball games I've ever done. Degenhardt had a monster game, 28 points, made 12 of 20 from the floor, 3 of 5 from 3. Team was down 3 with 4 seconds left. They had a timeout, threw the ball into the front court. Najee Smith leaped up like a tight end over the middle, made a catch. The Broncos called timeout, and I had the perfect seat in the house. Max Rice was going to inbound right in front of me with 3 seconds left.
Rice looking to inbound, into Najee Smith, catches outside Degenhardt, clean look. He got it with 1 left. A 3-pointer. Tyson Degenhardt got it from Smith. They threw it inside the arc to Smith, outside to Degenhardt. We are tied at 72.
My favorite part about that is the silence of the crowd at the Pit. It's a frenzy, and then it's just pin drop. And obviously Tim Duryea, I think he got the credit for designing that play, Bob, and it was designed and executed to perfection. And that, to me, I know comes in a loss, but that might have been the best single inbounds play this team executed all season.
All right, we get to number one, and I think there are about 12,000 and change that witnessed this one.
Number one.
All right, it took place. Final home game of the season, February 28th. Sold out Extra Mile Arena. Senior night, nationally ranked San Diego State. This is a win that kept Boise State alive in the Mountain West regular season and a signature win that built the resume for the NCAA tournament. We pick it up 4:48 left. San Diego State is up 8, 60-52. Rice at the free throw line made one to make it 60-53.
And Rice missed it. But Degenhart tips the rebound to Smith, who gets it to Rice. And Rice hits a three. Rice with his third Mountain America three, 60-56. The Broncos will trade a missed one for a made three. Aztecs have the ball, lose it to Shaver, to Rice. Quick three off the window
off the
and
glass.
In. Unbelievable. 60-59. Rice, long three is good again. Max Rice with his fifth Mountain America three. Aztecs call timeout. Broncos are up two. It's a 10-0 run. 62-60. Three triples in a row for Rice.
2.5 to go. Broncos by two.
Rice with a steal. Rice taking it in. One on two. Layup is good. Max Rice now with 11 unanswered points. The steal makes it 64-60.
I've never seen one person get so hot in a rally at the end of the game against such a good team. Unbelievable. Had to be the moment, and I know the moment isn't one play in this case, but the moment of the year.
I don't think I've ever watched a basketball game on tape again after watching it live. Maybe the Kobe last game against the Utah Jazz, which was painful, but I wanted to watch Kobe. I think I need to watch that game again this offseason. That was, we were all there. We all saw it. We all came away speechless. And just hearing that, mind-blowing, Bob, mind-blowing.
Great stuff. A lot of fun. Great season.
Great stuff.
Disappointing to lose to Northwestern, but every team except the winner ends in a loss.
I love those highlights, Bob. Great stuff. We will catch you tomorrow. How about coming up next? Can this be the year Gonzaga wins it all? How about their beat writer from the Spokesman Review in Spokane, Jim Meehan, going to stop by. Plus, fair or foul, golf is back. Etiquette on the golf course. I'm going to pick the brains of JP in Prater. This is Prater in the Ball Game, Idaho Sports Talk. Appreciate you guys. Don't go anywhere.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.